Continue yesterday's discussion about Lord Chaitanya's Jalkeli Lila. These are performance of Vrindavan pastimes, chapter 14. The devotees were in Gundicha relishing Vrindavan, moods of Vrindavan, and then they want to refresh themselves, so they entered into Jumna Sarovara and started the Jalkeli, sporting in the water. And they paired off, they started to square off in pairs and splash water on each other. And Lord Chaitanya was relishing this water fighting going on with his devotees, his followers. And Vaitacharya and Nityananda started splashing water on each other. Being stronger and more powerful, Nityananda defeated him. Advaita is not a very good sportsman. So after he was defeated, it says, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying that Advaita, when he was defeated by Nityananda, then he used bad words. He said, you dirty this, that. It wasn't fair. I'm an old man, and if you didn't splash me in the eyes, I would have defeated you, but it wasn't fair. You splashed me in the eyes. I couldn't see. Then you took advantage and doused me with so much water I couldn't breathe, as that, and rebuking him. And Lord Chaitanya was relishing this. Vidya nidhira jala keli suruperasan gupta datte jala keli kare duijan surup damodar and vidya nidhi also threw water upon each other. That's interesting. Because Srup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi is Prishabhanu. So Lalita Sakhi was throwing water on Radharani's father. They threw water on each other, and Murari Gupta and Vasudev Datta also sported in that way. Shiva Sahita Jala, Kile Gadadhar, Raghava Pandita Sane, Kile Vakreshwar. Another water fight took place between Gadadhar Pandit and Shrivas. This is Narada Muni and Radharani. Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni, and Gadadhar is Radharani. And yet another water fight between Raghava Pandit and Vrakreshwara Pandit. Thus they all engage in throwing water on each other. Sarvabhoma Sange Kele, Ramanandarai, Gambirya Gela Donhar, Haila Shishuprai. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, he threw water or engaged in water fighting with Ramananda Roy. They both lost their gravity and became like children, Shishu Prai, like little Shishu. So that's significant because they're both quite old. Ramananda Roy was a retired government administrator. He was the governor of Madras, very respected Kayast, older person. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is quite old, so these two oldsters are fighting in water, but they're acting like little children. This is the effect of Krishna consciousness, that the old become young, young at heart. But the devotees really become young at heart because they're always associating with Navayovanam Krishna, and he's the eternally youthful Lord of love. So the devotees, they not only become young at heart, but they become fresh in love. Their hearts become young and become fresh and full of love by continually associating with Krishna, who is the very reservoir, or he's the very abode of love. All materialists have the expression, oh, he's young at heart. But it's simply a trite and basically meaningless expression. Because they die, and they become old pretty fast. Even their heart becomes old. It doesn't even work. And then they die of a heart attack. You get another body. But devotees actually become young at heart, so young at heart, that they get a teenage body. Their hearts become young, they become pure, become full of love, and they attain their siddhadeha. And their siddhadeha is between the age of 12 and 14. That's really young. Nitya Navayovanam. Eternally youthful. The devotees are on the path of young at heart, and they will attain a suitable young body to go with their young hearts. This is the speciality of Krishna consciousness. So all this water fighting is going on. Mahaprabhu Tandonhara Chanchalaya Dekiya Gopinatha Charya Kichu Kahina Hasiya. When Mahaprabhu saw the exuberance, the intense enthusiasm of Sarvabhauma and Ramananda Roy fighting in water, he smiled and spoke to Gopinathacharya. Pandit Gambira Dunhe, Pramanika Jan, Balya Chanchalya Kare, Karahavarjan. This is what Mahaprabhu told Gopinathacharya. Tell the Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy to stop their childish activities. They're playing like children, because actually they're very learned scholars, and they're very grave and great personalities. Gopinatha kahi tomar kripa mahasindu uchalita kare jabe tara ekabindu. Mahaprabhu, said Gopinath, I believe That one drop of your ocean of mercy has swelled upon them. Kripa Maha Sindhu, Uchalita Kari Javitara Ekabindu. Uchalita, Ucha means like Udilo. It has risen. Ekbindu, you are a Maha Sindhu, you are a great ocean of Kripa, Tamara Kripa. And somehow, one drop from that ocean of Kripa is sprayed, a drop of ocean spray has landed on these grave personalities. Although they're both scholars in their own right, scholar of Naya, scholar of Rasa, Rasa Tattva scholar, Ramananda Roy, and Naya scholar, of course now a Bhakti scholar also, previously Naya, Sarvam Bhattacharya, very senior, sober scholars, and well-respected. Now they're acting like children. They lost all their gravity, acting like Shishu. Why is this happening? Gopinath is saying, I think a drop of your mercy has sprinkled on them. Meru Mandara Parvat Dubaya Jata Tata Hedui Ganda Shela Yihara Kakata. Gopinath goes on, a drop from the ocean of your mercy, Mahaprabhu, can drown great mountains like Sumeru and Mandara. Since these two gentlemen are little hills by comparison, it is no wonder that they are being drowned in the ocean of your mercy. Shushka Tarka Kale Kaite Janma Gela Janra Tanre Lila Mrita Pyao E Kripa Tumara. Gopinath said, Mahaprabhu, this logic is like a dry oil cake from which all the oil has been extracted. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya passed his life in eating such dry cakes, but now you have made him drink the nectar of transcendental pastimes. It is certainly your great mercy upon him. Shushka Tarka Kali Kaite. Maybe you've never seen an oil cake. You may think of a cake. When the word cake comes in your mind, you think of your birthday cake. Three layers and coconut cream filling and in between the layers and then covered with lemon meringue pudding or whatever. Or some, you know, carob icing. And you think, so oil cake must be like that, maybe lots of ghee inside. No, I'm sorry, it's not like that at all. What is an oil cake? Take some mustard seeds, sorso kabij, little tiny mustard seeds, and put them in a machine with steel grinders. It's called an oil press. And that machine will go at a very high speed, electric, and it will grind and squeeze all the oil out of those seeds. Every last drop, they'll go through a few times, like the sugar cane going through the rollers to get out the juice, something like that. This seed grinding machine to make seed oil, mustard seed oil, which maybe you know about. And then on one side of the machine, all the oil will drip out. The other side, pulp. So this is what happens. Oil cake, you get oil on one side, and you get this dried army green brown. It's army green brown, hard, dry. There's not a drop of oil. It's like compressed green sawdust. Because there's a little oil there, tiny, minute amount. It kind of stays together and looks like cracked pieces of mud. After the rainy season, there's a mud puddle, and it dries out. There's these little flakes and pieces of mud. So it looks like that. It's extremely tasteless and dry and hard to chew, and it stinks. And that's exactly what logic is all about. It's dry, it's tasteless, and it stinks. So Gopinath Acharya is saying that my father-in-law, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he was a Shushka Gyani, actually the term is Shushka Gyani. He was involved with this Tarka. Tarka means argumentation. Tarko Pratishta Shrutibin Vivina. Shrutibin Vivina is one verse. This logic is like a dry oil cake which all the oil has been extracted. And my father-in-law, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he's been existing on this kind of food. He's been eating dry, tasteless, stale, stinky logic. And I've been eating Jagannath Mahaprasad. Jagannath Swami Ki. Because Gopinath Acharya was, you know, going every day to the Jagannath temple. He believed in the personal form of God, and he's a worshipper of Bhagavan, Jagannath, Sri Krishna, and taking Mahaprasad. And he understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. And he tried to tell his father-in-law, no, he's just some sannyasi, he's too young, he shouldn't have taken sannyasi, he's so attractive. Listen, he should sit down here, Naya, and Vedanta from me. What is this? I have to instill him with some vairagya. He's too young, he's too beautiful. Listen, father-in-law, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's God himself, you stupid. So he's, no, you're a kid. You shut up, you're my son-in-law. And finally, he saw the light, stopped eating oil cakes and started eating Mahaprasad. Delivered directly from the hand of Lord Chaitanya, came one morning and gave Mahaprasad. He hadn't even washed his face or feet or brushed his teeth. He was still getting up from bed. He hadn't done his Gayatri or Anik or his ablutions or offered tarpan, pani to the rising sun, which is all the things that Brahmins do. He's a strict Brahmin. And he said, oh, Mahaprasad has come. Mahaprasad Govinde. Because he had faith. Now he had faith in Mahaprabhu and Mahaprasad. He said, yes, take it. He took it. And his bhakti began. Hasi Mahaprabhu Tabe Advaite Anila Jalare Upare Tane Shesha Shabya Koila. After Gopinath finished speaking, Mahaprabhu smiled, and calling for Advaitacharya, he made him act like Sheshanaga bed. So now they're shifting. It's a time shift. It's identity shift. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he's Radha, sometimes he's Krishna, sometimes he's Varaha, sometimes he's Shiva, sometimes he's Nisringadev, sometimes he's Lord Narayan, sometimes he's Vishwarup. Identity shifts, changing identity. Advaitacharya is Sadashiva, Mahavishnu. Of course, all that is coming from Sankarshan and from Balaram. And he expands with all these Purushavatars, etc. So now he calls it Advaitacharya and says, listen, you become Sheshanag, Sheshashayilila. I want to engage in Sheshashayilila, this Vishnu Lila. He says, all right. So now Mahaprabhu demonstrates the pastime in the next verse. Mahaprabhu called Advaitacharya, made him act like the Sheshanaga bed. So then Advaitacharya was Mahavishnu of Sadashiva. Sadashiva is an expansion of Sankarshan or Balaram, Baladev. So going back the other way, now Advaitacharya becomes Anantashesh. Takes the form of a huge serpent lying on the waters of Indrajumna Sarovara. Apane Tanhara Upar Karela Shayan Sheshashayi Lila Prabhu Kaila Prakatan. Mahaprabhu did Sheshashayi Lila. Lord Krishna did Sheshashayi Lila right here near Koshi. Sheshashayi is one of the stops on Chaurasi Kosh Prikama. Sheshashayi, and for the gopis' pleasure, Lord Krishna showed his Balaram, became Anantashesh, and lay down like the large cobra in the waters, Anantashesh, and Krishna became Vishnu and went out there and they floated around. All the gopis looked, oh, that's great, and they clapped. It was just a momentary Leela that Krishna showed. You see, I am Sarvavatari. I also did this Leela. So for the pleasure of the gopis, Krishna enacted this. So the pleasure of all his devotees, Lord Chaitanya also performed Sheshashayi Leela. Advaita Nija Shakti Prakata Kariya Mahaprabhu Lana Bule Jalete Basiya. Manifesting his Nija Shakti, his personal potency, Advaitacharya floated about on the water carrying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He Mata Jala Krita Kari Katakshan Aitota Oila Prabhu Lana Bhaktagan. After sporting for some time in the waters of Indrajumna Sarovar with all his devotees, Mahaprabhu returned to his place of residence, temporary residence, at Aitota, accompanied by his devotees. This is verse 91. Thus concludes Mahaprabhu's Jalkeli Leela in the waters of Indrajumna Sarovara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.